right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Wow. Okay, guys.
What up? What up, sluts?
What did you say?
I said, what up, sluts?
Oh, I thought you said, what up, bloods? And I was like,
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I was like, what are you talking about, Jesse?
Yeah, no, that's not what I said. And I wouldn't say that. I would not.
What were we talking about when I said we need to record?
We were talking about the fact that yesterday I did text you and I said, Chris, hear me out. What if we bought a farm?
That's not what you said. You just said, what if we bought a farm?
Yeah, what if we bought a farm? That's it. What if we bought a farm?
Well, no, you said, I just looked. Would you actually want to buy a farm? Jessie texted me as though she had a contract in front of her. And I was like, oh no.
I kind of did.
What kind of farm would you want?
Here's the thing. I was thinking about it last night. I think the rule number one, no chickens. Hear me out.
That's one of the main things I want.
Okay, if you want chickens, they just are, that's the early bird access, if you know what I mean.
But a rooster is a pivotal member of the farm community.
Member of the farm. Okay.
That's like a town without a mayor.
Okay. Okay, so this is what I think I want. Hear me out. Okay, this is literally what I'm thinking, okay? In upstate somewhere, okay, there's a farmhouse. I buy a house, okay, where there's like 10 bedrooms. Hear me out. So people can come, okay, and you're either on the decorating committee or you're on the farm committee, and you can switch between. Sometimes you might want some farm duty. Sometimes you might want some decorating fun. You know, it's up to you. And essentially,
Let's back up. We need to really paint this picture because I'm already confused.
Okay.
So you have a 10-bedroom house.
Something like that.
Is it already like inhabitable? It's like,
Okay. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking there's two houses on the premises. Okay. If not more, that's something to figure out down the line.
Time, yeah.
Exactly. So one house has to be habitable and it has to have like two or something bedrooms. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're getting going. Okay. Then at the same time, we're building a, what I would call, an artist dorm.
Is this a cult, Jesse? I feel like that's why I wanted to go back and give you some room to explain, because it launched immediately into what sounded sort
into
of like a cult to me.
Okay, but cult has like weird... what's the difference between a group of people who are living life to the fullest and a cult? Isn't it like religion and oppression and sex?
Well, it depends on the cult, I guess. No cult begins by being like, let's start a cult.
Exactly. But okay. Okay. But
I think it's a pretty fine line.
Here's the problem.
So keep explaining.
And I'll say the problem with cults is people do want community. People are like dying for community. And that's where the cult problem is because you're dying for community. You're dying for acceptance. And you're dying for someone to tell you everything's going to be okay. All right. So, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, do you want to live on a farm? So I.
Yeah, but you didn't mention in the farm that we would be having 10 bedrooms and people coming.
But why? But I guess.
So finish explaining. I need to hear the whole thing before I make a decision on whether or not I'm going to invest in this as a shark.
Okay. Well, it's a moving idea. I'm coming up with things as I'm going. But the idea that I like is that, okay, because the two things I want the most right now is a miniature pony and like little like animals, like cute little animals that I can be with. I want to be a part of nature. I want to feel the dirt on my feet. And then I also want to be
animal specifics though.
Well, I don't really know that much, if I'm being honest. That's half of it, is I really don't know. I do want a miniature pony. I think that would be fun. I'd love, you know, that's where it's like, I don't know if I'm saying, I don't know, a petting, like a horse. I don't know.
What is the farm? Where is the money coming from?
Let's not. Are we producing anything? That's the thing. Okay. Cause here's the other thing about me is I think that with it, that's why even the idea of the house, I'm like, I'm already thinking of how to make revenue from it. Right. I can't help myself. It's who I am. But I just like the idea of a place upstate, okay, where there is nature, animals, and an opportunity to decorate. And that's all I'm saying.
Decorate. What are we decorating?
The house that people can maybe rent a room and then make money.
What are they making money with?
No, we're making money because they're renting the room.
So they rent a room, pay us to rent the room, but then also have to help decorate.
No, at first no one's paying because we have to make the house and build the room. So that's just an art project. But then once the art is built and the rooms are able to be rented, that's a stream of revenue.
So it's a bed and breakfast. Are we serving food?
Yeah! Well, I don't want to put us in a hard spot. Like, I don't know how to cook. You do. You can make homemade
pasta.
This
is what a lot of these things I feel will rely on. It feels as though someone's going to have to do all of the logistical things that Jesse is uninterested in.
Actually, I'm very good at logistics.
Like the cooking, the animals.
That's not logistics.
Who's waking up to take care of these animals?
Well, that's the thing. You take turns.
I would love to come for a visit to your commune.
Okay.
When it's up and running. Maybe I'll invest.
It'll be great.
I need a more.
I'm sorry. Do you have a business proposal?
Well, I didn't. I'm not the one buying.
Here's the thing about
life.
Here's the thing about life, Chris. And just hear me out. Sometimes there's somebody in the room who has great ideas. And sometimes there's someone in the room that shoots holes into it. Okay. I'm not saying I have all the answers.
Some might say that both of those people are as equally as important. Because if the person's not there to shoot holes in the idea, there'll be people there to shoot holes in the final product. And they didn't know to put up bulletproof stuff on that glass because it wasn't questioned in the planning era.
Okay, let me explain to you something. If there's one thing I am, it's a manifester, okay? And if someone listening has a plot of land upstate somewhere,
Jesse,
that they could just... What?
I need you to share your location with me on your phone.
I'm home.
I just want to make sure that if you ever go missing, I can try and find you.
I actually think, though... I don't know. I've been thinking about it. And I was watching that movie that was nominated for Oscars that didn't win anything that was in Ireland.
Which was, I didn't see, I think there was two.
Okay.
Was it with women or men?
Men.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately. But it was beautiful. And I thought, God, that's gorgeous. And he had a miniature pony. And I said, what the hell am I doing not having a miniature pony?
Don't they feed Colin Farrell's, doesn't he feed his fingers to the pony?
Well, that he doesn't, it's a very, I don't want to give it away, spoiler, but it's sad.
My concern from this house is inevitably drama will arise.
Who's the drama?
I don't know. Maybe it's Chriselle, who's staying for a couple of weeks and she doesn't do her share. Maybe it comes from Tamra, who's staying in the Galaxy room, and Tamra is doing hard drugs in the house and bringing strangers in.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think that the guests I can't rely on to have farm duties like that. I mean, they can, of course, participate, but I don't think I'm going to say you have to be in the barn at 4 a.m. I don't think I'm going to say that.
So maybe what you're describing is like employees.
Yeah, I want a bed and breakfast that's on a farm that's also an artistic kind of getaway.
You should look that up. I bet there's something like that that you could like go and see.
But
I mean, like to like see what like
other people have done. Yeah. But mine will be better. And if I don't look, I won't have a model.
I know.
Which is cool.
Steven Spielberg watched movies before making a movie. You know what I mean?
Right. I get it. Everybody wants you to do that. I just think that I'll see. But I think I have a good idea.
My farm idea.
What's your farm idea?
Is not so much a farm as an apple orchard.
Oh.
Okay. So it's a giant, it's a big apple orchard upstate.
Okay.
Okay. It's you know, the ones that have like, they sell cider donuts here.
Yes.
So apple season is what? 5 weeks. Okay. They charge like $25 a bag to pick your own apples. You go into an apple orchard. It's like fucking Times Square in apple season. Yeah. Okay. Up there. That's, we rake in the cash on that. That's only 5 weeks, okay? And then the rest of the time, we have cute little, like, store, general store where we sell whatever. We have a big event space.
Yeah, I love a wedding venue.
For wedding venues where we also have a big kitchen. We do the catering there ourselves.
Oh, who's the chef there? We hire.
We hire, but I can handle it until we get a chef, you know?
Wow, yeah.
I could do it.
I love that. No, you probably could.
Or we start with outside cater, like you have to, we just provide space.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever, but we still have a kitchen for whoever the caterers are.
Right.
We decorate everything with white lights. Everything's very Instagrammable. It's a heavy cash flow. Like comes through from that, from the apple picking, and then we decorate the apples. So in the winter, it's like we maybe do like a Christmas lights. You pay $20. Like you do when you drive, you know how you go to like drive through
a Halloween thing.
A Halloween. It's like a haunted whatever. We do a maze. We build a big haunted house. We, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, maybe we do a big charitable thing. We do like a big community dinner or whatever. Easter, big Easter egg hunt in the spring.
Huge.
Do we rent out for filming purposes? Yes. Do we run out for private events? Of course we do. That's what we have the mansion on that we're building is for the guests of the weddings. So we need at least 100 acres to make this. I want to grow.
Wow.
You know, and eventually it's like a fun space.
That is really fun. And honestly, then you could still have ponies.
Of course, we have ponies. We have place near my hometown called June Farms, and it's like a wedding venue, but it's also like a restaurant and bar, and it's like really fucking nice. But they have, it's like literally farms. They have like horses and like mini horses and like chickens that roam around. It's stunning.
Oh my God.
But it's like expensive. It's like good food and amazing drinks and stuff. But then you can rent it out for weddings and all of that. And it's owned by a gay guy, of course.
Love that.
So maybe something like that.
Okay, I love that.
Or we could combine the ideas.
I think we combine. I'm good to lose the farm idea. I just want a few animals. Like, I don't want to be beholden, if you will.
I think when you use the word farm,
yeah, you think of a farm.
It seems like a working farm where it's like...
Yeah, that's. I don't think I mean that.
You just want a horse, basically?
I think I mean like an Instagrammable, like fun place to come to feel like you're in nature, but to not have to get too dirty if you don't want to. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe we have like paint and sip classes.
Yeah, of course we do.
We have like interesting art classes.
The most interesting art classes,
like live. Craft classes. If someone has a craft they want to teach, we're like, come on in, talk to us about it. Maybe we can.
Sarah could teach so many craft classes, and my mom is an artist. I've got the artist on lock.
I think that it's
that's gorgeous. How do we do that? What's step two?
Well, I think there's a lot of steps, probably. Yeah, and probably also a lot of money.
Capital.
We need capital.
We need capital. That's what's so funny. And I don't mean this funny in a funny way, but you know, you watch things and you realize that like once you have money, it's actually easy to make money. It's getting the money to make the money that's hard, I find.
That's why the rich stay rich.
I know. But that doesn't mean we can't get in there. We just have to figure it out.
Well, maybe a business loan?
A loan. A loan is a great idea.
Something like that. We need millionaires. We need millionaire capital.
Okay, we need people that believe in us and the idea. Millionaire capital. Okay, I see you. I hear you.
A space.
Right, a space. A gorgeous, gorgeous space.
Probably a lot of permits, I would assume.
Permits. Okay, yeah, we can start small. How much is stuff? Yeah, you don't know. I don't know.
Probably like several million to start would be good. If we want to do this right.
Yeah. And if anyone is a business person that wants to,
we'll also need an arborist.
What's that again?
Like someone that knows about the trees.
Sure. Yeah, we'll need that.
That seems pretty important because I don't know the first thing about apple trees.
That's the thing. And honestly, let me just throw something else out there quick. The apple tree, maybe, I'm sure we need seeds and, you know, fields and stuff. But
well, ideally, it's already an apple orchard. I'm not trying to raise baby apple trees. I don't have that kind of time.
Okay.
It takes years.
Okay. Well, I think you can buy them. I don't know actually how you get trees. But before that, it could just be like a working wedding venue.
Yeah, but we would want to buy the apple orchard as an orchard.
That might cost. We have to find an orchard like going out of business. And then the question is, why are they going out of business? I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe they're retiring.
I love that.
What we need is some nice old couple who wants to leave it to people who will care about it, who they don't care about money.
That's the thing. And I think the only thing they care about is don't sell it to someone who's going to like renovate the land and ruin it.
Which we won't do until we get bored.
We would never do. We would never do to the entire 100 acres.
Unless
but
the price is right.
We need capital.
Unless, I don't know, they decide they want to put in a Target and they're willing to pay. Exactly.
No, we would never.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, I think that's something we can keep thinking on. I'll say that. I don't think we ever need to stop thinking about that. How are you? How else? How are things?
I'm good.
Okay.
No, I'm fine. I'm well.
Ooh.
I don't know. I feel nothing notable has been really been going on for me personally.
Yeah. Love that.
I went out on Friday. I went to Dumbo House, which, you know, like House.
Yeah, what?
Because my friend like knows the guy or something and was like, I'll put us on the list. But it was because, you know, people love that shit so much. They're like, it's so cool.
They love it.
I don't.
Not into
well, maybe it. It's cool in the summer because there is, it's like,
yeah,
it is my favorite view in the whole city because it's right next to Brooklyn Bridge Park. So like, it's a view of both the Manhattan Bridge and the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's like right on the water. But it's basically just like a fancy bar.
Right.
Like lounge. It's very like the biggest bar on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
That's the vibe. But then like the outside is closed because it's winter. But he was like, oh, I'll show you. And it is like huge. There's like an enormous outside. Like I could see the draw for the outside for sure.
Absolutely. Especially in the summer. You're right.
And I'm pretty sure there's a pool on the top.
What?
Yeah.
I have to, my goal this summer is to swim more. That's a goal of mine.
We are going to have a huge pool on the, at the
property.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love swimming.
I love swimming and I miss swimming and I never go swimming and I want to go swimming.
I love jumping into a pool. If I'm at a place with a pool, you know, I'll be spending the whole day in that pool.
I know. There is a public pool in Astoria. And they say if you go like during the day in the summer, like between 11, like when the kids are in camp or something, that it's like dead. It's like old people. And I mean that with respect, but like retirees who are thriving. And like a lot of space.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, but I think it could be true.
A public pool just doesn't really do the same thing for me.
I know, but where is a private pool?
You have to get like an Airbnb.
Maybe I'll do that for a weekend because I would literally love to just frickin' swim. I downloaded an app last night that's like a bathing suit app because I was like, I'm going to go swimming this summer. And the first thing you need if you're going to go swimming is like a hot to trot bathing suit. Everybody knows that. I'm like, I need 7 bathing suits immediately.
I would never invest in a bathing suit.
Why?
Because I don't feel like it's not my sort of statement piece.
Yeah, but what do you do when you go swimming and you need to be a statement?
I'm like, but if I'm in the water, no one's looking.
Here's the thing that I think, because I mean, I don't know about this for you, but for me, bathing suits were, I don't know, the biggest turmoil I've ever had in my life as a kid.
Oh, no, not me. I was super confident with my body growing up. I never experienced having to leave a t-shirt on in the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. The trigger and trauma that is that. But then it's like, I feel like I used to always buy cheap or like ugly bathing suits because I'd be like, yeah, but you never go swimming. It's like, well, I never go swimming because I never feel cute swimming. And I like to feel cute and sexy. And I want to have a cute suit. So I'm like, look at me fucking swimming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. I think I have to do that for myself. That's what I realized yesterday when I was thinking about just going to the beach and like what I want to do this summer. Like you can smell summer. Like summer is fucking coming and I am so excited.
It's so cold out today.
Okay, yeah. Today it did drop again, which is unfortunate because yesterday I was like, maybe I'll go rollerblading today. And then I was like, no, it's 30 degrees and I'm sick. So no.
Yeah. Did you find any cute suits?
Yes, I did. Do you want to see?
Yeah, well, it's hard to do for...
On a podcast, yeah. I hear you. I think I found 2 really cute ones.
Maybe for the Patreon, we'll go through them.
Yeah, I'll show you on the Patreon. Because, like, yeah, I found 2 really cute ones. Because I don't know, I know I like a high-waisted. Everybody knows Jesse mm-hmm. loves a high-waisted. And then everybody knows that, like, listen, it's all about tits and ass. You know what I'm saying?
Who doesn't love a... I mean, yeah.
Exactly. So, and then it's like being kind of, I don't know, I'm trying to push myself and I think it'll make me want to go swimming more and then I'll swim more. And it's like, let's fucking go.
Well, totally.
You know?
Yeah. It's just where all I have are we to swimming? Say.
I think that logistics, I love that you are logistics. Before I do logistics, I'm mindset.
See, I don't.
Poking holes. What?
I guess maybe I have become that way because of disappointment.
Okay. But here's the thing. First of all, we're not going to disappoint ourselves. I'm like, I'll get an Airbnb upstate. Maybe I will literally do this with a pool and a bunch of beds and invite all my friends and then just have a weekend where we swim and sliv. Okay. And then in the city, I don't know how I'll figure that part out, but I'll figure it out. During the week, I heard it isn't as crowded. So maybe it's like beating. I don't know. I'll have to figure out the public pool sitch or like a pool that's even private that's in the city because I don't really know.
Maybe sneak into a hotel.
That's smart.
Although hotel pools are always like
closed.
In New York, I'm like, don't tell me you have a pool when what you have is like... Yeah. A mall fountain pool. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yes. Or they'll be like, I mean, the pool is like so small and you have to buy 18 drinks and you're like, what's going on? Why am I spending $300 to dip a toe? I'm not going to do that.
No.
I want to do laps, honey. Laps.
I'm like, this is a hot tub.
Yeah. Ooh, but I do love a hot tub.
I want to be able to practice my tricks. Handstands.
Me too.
I need a private pool because I turn into a child.
Me too.
I like turn into like pretending that I am a sea lion and I live in the aquarium.
Okay, me too. I literally can't stop like jumping and diving, just like
launching my kicking myself off the wall.
Yes. Yes, I love that. I love a handstand.
I love putting on a pair of goggles with the nose.
What about fins? Oh my God, fins? I'm a freaking Olympian.
If it's a nice big deep pool, forget it.
Bye. I'll see you when I see you. If anyone listening also has a pool, please reach out.
But only when you're not there.
People who have pools. Yeah, I can't have somebody staring. Although, honestly, I don't care.
Mine's more like I don't want rules.
I don't want rules. No eating by the pool. It's like I'm going to eat in the pool. No, I won't. I'll respect your rules. I really will. I just want a pool. It'd be so fun.
Have you ever eaten a snow cone in a pool?
No.
Me either, but I bet it's amazing.
That sounds like such a treat.
That sounds like one of the most romantic things you could possibly do with yourself.
There's nothing more absolutely romantic and humbling and gorgeous than that.
And I like a night pool with the light on.
I love a night pool. Also, there's something about a pool that like it clears out your digestion. Do you know what I mean? Like by the end of a pool
day, are you shitting in the pool? What do you mean?
No, I'm just like it makes
you're clearing out your digestion in the pool.
I don't mean in the pool. I meant like if you swim a little bit, then you. Okay, this backfired.
Like you in a pool?
I don't. But anyhow, I always feel like just so connected and so like my inner child is fucking having so much fun.
You know what I want?
I never swam. What?
I want to go to a water park that's closed.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound so like it's closed? It's only open for you.
I'd love that. Especially a wave pool.
And like your friends.
Die.
Oh my God. I love a wave pool.
Oh my God, I would love a wave pool, but literally I don't want a million children around me.
I don't want
I can't have
it's
it.
It's too many people.
It's too many people. It's
and
disgusting.
I don't like being in that. I'm like, what are you doing under the water, freak?
Freak. Every time I'm in a wave pool with a lot of people, I'm like, someone's dying today.
Like, I want to go to a water slide.
That I don't love a water slide, but I love it for you.
Like a fun one?
A fun water slide. I just don't. God, I've read too much and I've seen too much and like, you know, you can't fall off that little raft or your whole skin just fucking slides off.
Well, it's like pumping, like it would have, not one of those.
Okay, that kind in a tube. Okay, got it.
Like a tube water slide.
I like that. I would love that. Chris, I would love that.
I did see something about a wave pool in, it was somewhere in Asia that broke and started going super crazy fast and it like injured like 100 people. Oh.
Do you remember Holiday in the Sun, the famous Mary-Kate and Ashley movie that had a cameo by Megan Fox?
I know the movie. I'm like, it's, is there a wave pool in it?
This summer break, I want Jordan. Yeah, they stay at this hotel that's like a massive water park. Like,
ooh.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look
is
up.
It supposed
is
it supposed to be in, I went to one of those. It was like, I went to one in the Bahamas that was like, but it's not, it wasn't as.
It wasn't fun.
It was much less fun than I
okay
thought.
Gotta find if anybody has like a great vacation where they could be a mermaid, please reach out. I'm looking for that literally immediately. God, I can't wait for that.
I was watching something about how the Six Flags New Orleans closed like right before Hurricane Katrina for the storm, and it's been abandoned ever since.
Oh,
and it's still there. Isn't that weird?
That's sad. And that is weird.
Spooky.
Spooky. You know what? Going to a theme park that's closed down at night, good luck. Good luck.
Well, it depends.
Well, does it?
Are the lights on?
No.
Oh.
If the lights are on, that's the most romantic night of my entire life. Are you kidding? Can you imagine?
Imagine. I think of it's how I fall asleep at night.
Oh my God.
Is me thinking about someone do you know how many fucking times I fantasized about somebody kissing me at a fair?
Okay, we're going to
no,
a fair.
It's not
this summer.
Because listen,
on the Ferris wheel, oh my God, that's so fun.
Well, you don't want to take rides at the fair.
Wait, why?
Because drunk carnies make them in the middle of the night. It's true. like a moving fair. My parents never would let us go on the rides at the fair because drunk, they would, my dad would be like, drunk carnies make them in the middle of the night, which is true because they move like from town to town and they set the whole thing up in the middle of the night. And recently my dad, I was home and there was like a Craigslist job posting for like Altamont Fairgrounds, like building rides, no experience necessary. Like,
oh my God.
But maybe a good one.
Maybe a good one. And maybe like, because I don't know about you, but first of all, the playing the games are fun too. And then I love the food.
Well, I love the games. Tour. That's what I'm saying. The games. The food, yeah, the lemonade.
The lemonade is crack cocaine.
And I wouldn't get drunk at a fair. I've never gotten drunk at a fair.
Are we going to a fair this
maybe
summer?
There's a karaoke contest.
Yes.
I love a talent a pie show. Contest.
You know when you have to throw the ball at the guy sitting on the dunk tank?
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. I've never even really tried, but I bet I could do
that
it.
That could be fun. Maybe we could volunteer so to sit fun. On a dunk tank.
I would love that. That would be such a great job for us.
And we'd be like, come on, you little bitch.
Yeah. Show me what you're working with, whore. Just kidding. You go, girl. Incredible.
I want to go.
I can't wait.
To fried so dough. Fun. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God. I hate to say it, but the popcorn at the fair is fucking popping.
See, I'm not doing popcorn at a fair.
I'm doing popcorn at the fair, and I'm doing every
popcorn
type of popcorn.
Popcorn is a very, you can get good popcorn any day.
I'm taking it to go. It's not something I'm eating live on the scene, but I am gonna have, and cotton candy for the picture alone, honey.
Cotton candy for the picture. I'm not trying to eat cotton candy.
Okay, there's always fried Oreos, which whoever came up with that, mazel.
I'm doing more of a savory tour at the carnival. Fried dough. Well, yeah. I guess that's not savory.
Oh, I'm going sweet.
I'm going sweet savory, but also like hand cut fries with like, come on.
Yeah, vinegar.
They have
God,
the best
get
fries. Maybe corn dog.
Girl, I was about to say a corn dog.
Are you fucking kidding me with a delicious corn dog? Nice, light crust. Crispy.
Crispy. I love a corn dog. I absolutely love how portable the food is. That's my favorite part. It's like you're moving, you're portable. If there's a candy apple, you cannot stop me.
Oh, caramel. Give me a caramel apple, bitch.
Caramel with, there's this place at the beach. My mouth is watering, okay? There's this place at the beach that I forget what it's called, but I'll report back when I remember or when I go this year. And there are these, it's like a caramel shop. Okay. There are these apples they dip in caramel and then dip in chocolate and drizzle nuts and sauce on it. And when I tell you, it's almost as, I don't know what it's like to die and come back to life, but that's what it is.
There's a place like that in my hometown. That.
What's it called?
I don't know. My mom gets like for Christmas. Well, but I'm more of a simple caramel apple with nuts. World of nuts.
Yeah.
But this is like caramel and then like peanut butter or something and then like chocolate and then it's like covered in candy and shit. And it's like, I mean,
okay,
it's
love,
like enormous.
It's too much for you. I love enormous. The bigger, the better. That's what I always say.
Yeah, no, I'm more of a, I like a nice yeah. like fall, autumn themed.
Respectable.
Apple.
Yep.
Oh my God, my
and
pecs are getting so hard.
I know.
You'll
I'm
have to
so.
Excuse me.
I'm
my
salivating.
Chest is getting so hard. No, I mean,
good
just
for you.
Because I've been
alive.
Going to Rumble a lot. You know, when you work out a lot and you can start like feeling little things?
Yeah.
It's the best.
I got to get back
I
to that.
To
I'm feeling weak. Yeah, it's so cool to be strong. It really is.
I went to my 128th Rumble class yesterday.
Who are you?
Which is because
that's incredible.
They recommend, they say like 12 classes a month is like what they okay, say is yeah. best. And so I hit 100 like at the end of last year. So I am on track for like the 12 classes a month.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
I do feel much better when I go.
Yeah. It's wild how that happens.
But it's also
you know?
Like, it's a different scene on weekends.
Sure, it's a nightmare in Orange Theory.
I hate it.
I fucking hate it. I'm thinking about leaving my Orange Theory only because it's gotten so crowded that when I am like, oh, I'll go, it's like, no, you won't. And I'm like, okay, why is this happening?
Yeah, it's the weekend classes always like fill up at Rumble, but it's like the vibe is just so much different.
Yeah, there are some people that are working out to like celebrate life, and there are some people that are there to punish themselves, and that's the vibe. Sometimes there's a weekend vibe that's like, I have to do this so I can work out or so I can drink tonight, or I drink. It's like very punishy vibes, yeah. Which I don't like.
My favorite is like weekday.
Yeah, exactly. Like 12:30 with the moms. Yeah, me too.
There's like seven of us.
Yeah, and we're all just like there to have fun.
And everyone's just doing their best.
Exactly. And it's like, God bless you.
It's not like even the trainers on the weekend, I'm like, can you calm it down?
I know. I love, especially during the week, especially like if I go to a less crowded class, like there isn't someone right next to me, because I just have to say when it's so crowded and you're that close, I'm like, this is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. It's too much.
It's like, get a room, you know? Why are you so close to me?
Can I tell you what I did yesterday?
I demand you do.
I watched The Hangover.
Yeah.
And then I watched The Hangover 2.
Oh.
And then I watched The Hangover 3.
First of all, I did not even know there were 3.
There are.
Wow. Are they good?
I mean, the first is the best. You know what you're getting. Like,
yeah. Is it the same cast?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Heather Graham comes back in the last one.
She makes a little cameo.
Ken Jeong is like, who's like Mr. Chow.
Yeah.
He's like, becomes way more of a main role as it goes on. And then John Goodman,
well,
too.
Well, he really, that was like one of his break, wasn't that his breakout role?
I remember it was like one of his big.
And then it was like from that, all the interviews that he was like, I was a doctor, but I'm actually really funny and now I'm doing this. And it was like, what? And he's so funny.
I didn't know he was a doctor.
Yeah, he was like, that's what he was doing before.
That's crazy. They get dumber and more offensive, kind of, as it goes on.
Sure, but sure, I sure. Did,
and then I ate so much candy.
Oh, my God. What kind?
I had
Sour Patch. Interesting.
Watermelon Sour Patch, kids. And then I also had some Kit Kats.
I love Kit Kats.
And some Dorit. I was a fucking 14-year-old yesterday.
I did that a few nights ago. Sarah and I got, like, super high, and I said, Jujubes, get in my mouth. Sour Patch Kids, get in my mouth. Laffy Taffy, get in my mouth. Chocolate. I love Andy's mint chocolate. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The thinness.
Like what they give away at Olive Garden when you leave.
I love those. I could eat those. I just love how the ratio of the mint and the chocolate and how it's so...
I will say more restaurants should be giving after dinner mints.
The fact that all of a sudden we just stopped doing that.
Maybe you go to a diner, they have the bowl on the thing, but no one's taking the communal bowl anymore. We need individually wrapped chocolates.
That's the perfect thing to give. It's literally perfect. It's like a sweet treat and cleanses the palate. Come on, that's perfect.
On the car ride home, you're home. You're finally. I'm the way back. You know?
Oh, yes.
You finally get to relax, maybe light up a fucking joint and have your
fucking
mint.
Fucking joint and just get high and have mints. I want to have mint chocolate chip ice cream. And I love mint so much. I don't know if it is an adult thing. Is that? I don't know. I don't remember. As a kid, I always got...
I love mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I love mint chocolate chip ice cream. I would take a bullet for mint chocolate chip ice cream. Breyers. Breyers,
because
is
it
my
feels like
brand.
A bullet going through my stomach every time I eat it, and I still
yeah,
do it.
True. Me too. I'm always like, go ahead, take your best shot, and then it's like, I'm just gonna go directly for your stomach. And then,
have you ever been to a Stewart's?
No,
it's like upstate. It's like a gas station convenience store, but it's all, they're based in like Saratoga, but it's all like upstate. They're everywhere, and like in Vermont, but they have the best ice cream ever. That's really? Also like their thing is like they have like ice cream where you can get like cones, that kind of thing. Or
I love cones.
You can get a hand packed pint because there's like 42 different flavors.
I'm sorry. I love that.
A lot of flavors you would love.
Oh, God.
And then in like elementary school, they have like an ice cream like truck that would come and you would get, and it was like you could have like chocolate, mint chocolate chip, or fireworks, which is like cotton candy flavored ice cream with Pop Rocks in it.
Okay. Pop Rocks? Can we talk about Pop Rocks?
And it's
Rocks?
Fireworks because it's in your mouth. It's fireworks.
Absolutely. There are fireworks in your mouth, and the cotton candy is just melting away. So everybody's doing something incredible, you know?
I mean, the ice cream creamy. It's sublime, but they have the best Ooh. Mint chocolate chip.
Damn it. I really want that.
On the planet.
That's what I struggle with, because famously I've been sick this week. And being sick and being depressed are so close. Like, what's the difference? You know, like, as I'm sick, I'm like, am I depressed? Because it's like, I don't move. I watch TV all day. And I know I should be eating healthy to get my body, like, back to health. But that's not what I do. Because I go, girl, you're sick. You deserve the world.
There are some days where I'm just like, anything. Today, I don't care.
Today, I can't care. Yeah.
I want to, like, I'm going to feel terrible, and it's...
That's my choice.
And did I feel like I was dying at Rumble today? Yes.
But you did it.
And I kept telling myself, I was like, you know what? I'm fucking here, so I'm going to do it. But, like, no, bitch, I can't be giving you burpees right now.
Burpees are psychotic, aren't they?
It's crazy I can do them now. It is very, like, I love when I don't go, like, when I go back after a couple days, I feel so strong.
So strong.
And I feel, I'm like, I could, like, I want to fight.
Maybe this summer, I think I'm going to try to get stronger again. Rollerblading always helps me feel good, which it's almost getting warm enough that I can go back. Mm. And then
it's supposed to be like 60 tomorrow.
Yeah. See, so that's good. I really want to get to do that again.
What if I just got, and like, then, super fit?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it. You can.
And I just switched, like, my handle to Fit Carrie Bradshaw. I'll just get my tattoo fixed to Fit Carrie Bradshaw.
It's a rebrand, but it'll work.
Never. Don't worry. Listen, I'll never leave my fatties. That's what I call my fans.
How triggering.
I know, but I took it back.
Yeah, you really did. That's so beautiful.
I really did. I realized that I really did for myself, because that used to be like
the worst thing someone could say
truly.
To you. I know. I was the same. That's why I think the bathing suit is a real, like, celebration of love for myself, because I never got myself nice bathing suits.
And if you feel good in a bathing suit,
I'm unstoppable.
I just got an ad for a bathing suit that was on Shark Tank that apparently...
The cinch the waist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I heard is great.
I want that.
Yeah, it looks stunning.
Because that's the thing. I'm like, big girls, like, even on Drag Race, I'm like, it's crazy what a cinch at the waist can just, like, it's just, like, gives it... It has nothing to do with size. It just, like, gives it form.
Hourglass. It's the hourglass.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know, it's stunning and it's gorgeous. So yeah, I might buy some swimsuits today.
You should.
Sue me.
Send me what you get.
I will. I'm excited. One of them is black and white, but like really cute.
Oh, I love it. Little pinstripe?
Yeah. Like, it's like, I forget. It's just kind of like...
What about like a 60s one piece? I love that too.
Yeah, that's cute.
Where it's like...
Yeah, that's adorable.
Like, with like the titties and like maybe not even a band, not even...
Yeah,
and just like a strapless little,
that's what I'm saying,
number.
There are some cute ones and it's like, let's feel hot all the time.
This is the hot summer of
yeah, what's summer of what?
Sex.
Summer of sex and swimming,
because it's like sex appeal.
Yes,
it's the summer of sex appeal.
Okay, the summer of sex and swimming is what it's gonna be for me.
Sexy swimming.
Yes, sexy swimming. Splash, Splash.
The Summer of Splash.
I love that. Remember the movie? R.I.P.
Splish, splash. I was taking a bath.
I started taking baths again, and that feels nice.
I hate baths.
What?
Not for me.
I think they're very beautiful and incredible. It's because you have to really slow down.
Yeah, I don't.
I make myself get in the bath when it's pretty low and just watch it fill up because it makes me like look at my body and be like, look at my body. And then kind of like, it's like very
panic.
I get really present. I get really present when I take a bath.
I'm just like, okay, now I'm going to have to shower.
Oh, well, you can rinse off before. That's what I try to do.
But anyway, it's been great catching up.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
We'll let you know. We're filling
a couple positions,
but we're still meeting with a lot of people, as you might have guessed.
Good, good, good. Of course. I myself have a few interviews lined up. So, yeah. Well, it's just once you're kind of back out there, you get a lot of interest because when you're creative, everybody wants.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. Good to know. We'll definitely take that into account when deciding.
Perfect. Love that. Have a great Monday, rest of your week.
Thank you.
Really.
Yeah, you too. You too. Did you need your parking validated or?
That'd be great, actually.
Okay, great. Tammy, if you could just go ahead and validate her parking.
Thank you, Tammy.
We'll see ya. So until next time, just live every day like you're the oldest.
Love you. Bye. The
Middle Children. Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.